We've got Glenn Schofield on the line, and there's a couple of reasons why I want to talk to Glenn. One about Fiesta, two about Liverpool, but we'll talk horse racing first. Glenn, good morning. Thanks for joining us. And, gee, that was a great race to watch yesterday, Fiesta v Estajab, and your filly just too good on the day.
Yeah, morning, Ray. Yeah, it was a great race yesterday. And, of course, those two classy fillies fought out and finished for quite some way, and, of course, Fiesta proved too strong at the end.
First up from the spell, Glenn, and I guess there was a little bit of concern. Might have been a little bit soft up the front, but did you ever get a feeling that, oh, I'm in a bit of trouble here?
Look, yeah, exactly with the speed of the race, I saw Brenton obviously out leading, and obviously I was hoping for someone to apply a bit of pressure to him, which he didn't get, and it seemed that he was going to have a slipper sort of run all over again, but... I had to be mindful, and then I popped out a little bit earlier than I wanted to if the speed was really strong, and I just sort of strode around Mizzy's heels and got to her outside and just made sure that I was in full flight. If Brenton did sort of skip away, I wasn't still locked away. And when I did join him up, Estajab gave a good kick as well. So then it became evident I was going to be in it for a bit of a tough fight. But I think obviously... the length of time she's had off may have told in the end, but at the same time, she did have a lead up front. But credit to Fiesta, I mean, her strength and quality shone through at the end.
Exactly. On to the surround stakes now, then potentially Kilmore Classic, etc. Some good group ones up for grabs for Fiesta. Hey, Glenn, I was going to ask you about, I mentioned to Jimmy earlier that the vibe at Warwick Farm yesterday was fantastic. Just over 6,000 there. The meeting was well promoted. It drew a really good crowd, and I'm sure there's more upside there when the ATC invest in Warwick Farm as a Saturday meeting. What was it like as a jockey to ride there yesterday?
Well, first and foremost, it was great to have an atmosphere at Warwick Farm. To see that stand with people in it, something that we don't see often at all. So to have a vibe and see some new faces at the race is fantastic too. A good crowd as well, as you said, and that's what racing is all about. You know, if you've got another venue that can bring the public of that area to the races, it's great for our sport and. It's fantastic that Racing New South Wales, the Australian Turf Club, and Inglis together have made that venue hopefully what it can be in the future.
They say athletes respond to crowds. I reckon you can see it. You can certainly at the ground, and you can see it coming through the television when there's a big crowd in a venue that the players feed off that. Is it same for the jockeys?
I think so. You definitely feel the added vibe that people at a venue bring, there's no doubt about that. Of course, once you get in the race, you can't really feel or sense that vibe, especially unless you're on a really, I mean, a Melbourne Cup or an Everest day.
Yeah.
Are very different. But, you know, if you only got a handful of people in the stand, it does have a very hollow feeling about it when you're going out to ride, especially when there are some good races on the day and they're not really that well supported with the public that are actually on the day. So it was great to be at Warwick Farm with a big crowd, and I hope that the powers that be can keep that, not just for one day a year.
Mm. Glenn, this is a broader question, and that is, you guys are elite sports people and need to manage your time and your bodies and the calendars as they approach. When do you take time, or how do you take time and pull back and look at these? Because there's day after day after day of racing. When do you pull back and have a look at it and say, right, this is how I'm going to plan my year? And I know sometimes it can be unplanned because of a good horse that comes through and you want to follow that horse. But do you take time to do that? When do you do that?
Good question. It's very hard to do at the moment because the carnivals just seem to roll. Now, there's never really much of a time of the year where you get off. I like to do at the end of the winter carnival in Brisbane and take some time off, and then before we start again in spring.
Right.
That seems to be a good time to go away. Of course, there's the summer as well. But then, of course, you've got the lead-up coming into Magic Millions, which can be difficult to miss. But the carnivals are so important now, and they come around quicker than ever once the other one is finished. So there's not a great deal of time. And, of course, with suspensions on top of that, you can't really plan. Yeah. If you want to take a holiday, most of the time we just take a bit of a holiday once we're given one from the stewards.
Exactly, yeah. Which is,
hey, honey, pack your bags, we're off.
Exactly.
I tell you what, that's exactly what it's like. Get on the phone to the wife on the way home from races. Oh, I got 2 weeks. Let's go away somewhere.
Let's book the plane, yeah. I know what you do. You do plan your weekends around Liverpool games. Were you up at 2 o'clock this morning for the Bournemouth clash, Glenn?
I was.
How'd they play? 3-0?
3-0, good game. Could have been, as Liverpool, it could have been 5 or 6. But look, it's great to get for Liverpool, get back on winning ways after 2 draws through the week. Still only the 1 loss through the season, back on top of the pile. So I had a lot of mates chirping that we'd choked and, you know,
yeah,
team had, the bubble's been burst already, but nice to get back to winning ways anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, Man City play Chelsea tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock, yeah, so they could potentially join Liverpool back on 65 points. But they're 3 points in front at the moment. Hey, Glenn, look, fantastic win with Fiesta yesterday, and that hopefully sets up a good autumn carnival for you. And as always, you've made time for us on a Sunday morning. We really appreciate it, Glenn, and thanks again, mate.
My pleasure.
Oh, by the way, Glenn.
Yeah.
Yours to lose, Liverpool, just to let you know.
Don't say that.
yours to lose, mate.
I think I said it before the show. There's only 2 teams that have been on top at Christmas and haven't gone on to win the Premier League. Both times it's been Liverpool.
That's correct.
I hope this is not the third time. Maybe third time. Like,
as a Manchester United fan, who, by the way, are finishing with a wet sail.
You are, yeah.
Wow, are they what?
Yeah.
They're actually our next game, Man United.
Where at?
Old Trafford.
Oh, yuck. Oh,
nice. Yeah.
Can you do an outside broadcast?
Funnily enough, we are thinking about taking the show on the road to Old Trafford. Yeah, we're thinking about it.
Well, if you're doing that, you're taking me with you.
Yeah. Hey, that is a bucket list item,
yeah,
isn't
wouldn't
it?
What?
Liverpool v Man United at Old Trafford.
Can you imagine that? You got some pull with management. Can you pull that one off?
Yeah. We'll be here next Sunday. Let me assure you of that. 13:53:53. Thank you, Glenn Schofield.